Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's Shotgun. 23 after, did I say that? Well, I'll say it again. 23 after. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And lots of things that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. It's easy. Click your answer and you'll see how the poll is going so far. And all the other things, read, listen, ask questions, check out our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Greg Reed, who's with us right now. Greg is the author of a number of books, including Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, but also a new book that you got coming out right now, right?
Right now. In fact, we're doing a huge mega push on Thursday. It's called Off the Coast of Zanzibar. Off the Coast of Zanzibar, a little spice island right out of Africa.
Yeah. So this is a trip that you took, right?
Correct. Well, it's a reflective trip. What happened is a year ago, we actually climbed and summited Mount Kilimanjaro
How tall is Mount Kilimanjaro?
It's 19,400 feet of just pure rock straight up. It's amazing.
Yeah. And you climbed you climbed it in a week.
7 days. It's 5 days up and 2 days down. And, you know, it's a trip of a lifetime. 8 hours each day you wake up and you're just climbing straight up for 8 hours nonstop for 5 days straight. But the last evening is the real challenge. So you go to sleep.
And are you hanging from rocks and clipping in and all that? Or is it just walking?
Well, it's walking majority of it. Straight uphill, and then there's many parts of it where you're literally holding on to cliffs and you're just kissing. There's a place called Kissing Rock where basically you're standing on one side, the other side's another ledge, and you're kissing a rock in between. If you fall, it's, you know,
What did you do to get prepared for this?
I did a sit-up one time.
Ah, is that it?
You know, that was a big mistake
Sounds like you might have suffered a little bit on this trip. What did you learn from this trip?
Well, you know what? Again, reflecting back, every time I had an obstacle, I reflected on somebody who made an impact in my life. And I just remember applying those principles as we went along the journey. But the big one is this. I mean, at the end of the day, what you want to do is come together as a team, because it's the team that'll get you there. It's the team that'll get you up.
And so that was your big revelation is the value of teams.
Well, surrounding yourself with people that get the results you want. When we did it, we called and found a Sherpa that have climbed and summited at least 200 or 300 times in their career. Those are the people we hired.
Right.
Every time they put their boot print somewhere, where do you think I put my boot print?
Right.
The exact same spot.
Greg, did any of your team ever look at you and say, Greg, I wish you'd worked out more before you got here?
Actually, no. I was the second person up and first person down. So
right.
I did pretty good. I lost a lot of weight along the journey, and we did a great job. On the same note, I got to tell you, it's important to make sure, though, you surround yourself with people that know how to get there, because your life, how many times do we put our business life in other people's hands and we follow their footsteps? Well, it's the same thing when you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro or Everest or whatever. Make sure you surround yourself with people that are truly getting the results you want, because if you're following their actions, you're going to get those same results. So surround yourself with the best.
Right. Right. Now there's no doubt about that, and that's a good lesson for hiring people, for the vendors, the partners that you bring on with you to that's one of the big things that when you're looking for a law firm or an accounting firm, when you're looking for insurance advisors, that sort of thing, find people who are successful in their field and who are helping other people be successful. Right, Greg?
That is it. That's the whole key. And it's so interesting, because that's what Off the Coast of Zanzibar book is, for me, all about. Every time that the main character was faced with a struggle, he'd reflect back on someone that did something inspiring in his existence and applied it to push him forward up the mountain. And I got to tell you, it's really, really neat. This one person was called, did a story called Pay It Backwards. And it reminded them about a story of going through Starbucks and saying, hey, I'm going to buy my coffee, but I want to buy the guy behind me their coffee, too. And then when you get to them, ask them to buy the guy behind them
right.
their coffee. 70 cars went in line before someone broke that chain. And so when we were climbing Kilimanjaro and I was struggling, I mean, what I did is I went behind me to the person who was struggling and says, come on, we can do it. Keep going. And they turned behind the next person and said, come on, keep going. We can do it. And what happened is we paid it backwards, and what happened, it pulled us up the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what a team will do. You can't just have the team. You got to have a vision. You got to have common values where everybody believes in what the whole team's doing too. That you, just having the right people isn't enough, is it?
Well, no. You do have to have a common goal. If you didn't. Imagine have 20 people come together and you have a different perception of what a house is going to look like. Well, that's going to be a mess. But if you have one blueprint and everyone's doing their individual part to create that one whole, then great things will happen. That's called a mastermind. That's the power of bringing positive, like-minded people together. Just, again, Napoleon Hill, who actually made that such a famous topic, that's what it comes down to.
Right. Greg, give us the website again, please.
Go to alwaysgood.com, alwaysgood.com. Take a look, take a peek, pick a couple books up, and let me know how I can serve.
Thanks, you, Greg. Appreciate you being here. Good job today. Greg Reed, ladies and gentlemen, R-E-I-D, if you're Googling him. We'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
You don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.